consumption thief, to be able to stay out of the web of the drama. Each one has to realize what his own web is made of. Only with that awareness is he able to dissolve or untie himself from the bondage, the strings and the web. It can be various or different types of or forms of attachments to things, to people, or even to ideas that have been a part of the drama life for so long. So they have become a part of the illusion. They are a part of this unconscious illusion of Ravan. So he uses that to entangle or entrap the angel's mind in the drama. But the wonder is that the Father provides all the tools that are needed to untie or cut the strings. The only thing the awake soul needs to do is to keep the line clear and connected to the power source. And then the Father can work his wonders, and he can use the angel as his instrument to make the change that is needed. But only through a clear line and pure mind of the angel can the Father operate. So this is the task. This is very easy. This is very simple. The attention has to be in the invisible, unlimited world beyond. The world where there is this real attainment, where real unlimited power can be attained and transformation can take place. This is the true world, unlimited, invisible world that is constant and consistent, full of power and prosperity, full of happiness, non-violent, and pure. So of course, like Baba said yesterday, this war with Ravan is dangerous and maybe sometimes difficult, but the price is enormous when it is conquered. And Father provides all the tools needed, everything the soul needs is available there, here and now, already within the angel. He already has all this. He just has to remember and to make these powers his. These virtues, allow them to emerge and grow. So it's a And it's actually easy and simple. It's just a matter of clarity and understanding, and staying connected to the powerhouse. Om Shanti.
And for this big victory, our simple program is make this whole physical world small. This physical world is the field of action of Ravan. You make it small, Ravan becomes small. Ego shrinks. This is why the perspective of the alien, when we use the word invisible observer, he sees himself as an alien. An alien, he does not know anyone. And if he doesn't know anyone, less likely to create attachments. He does not know this role. For example, Prashant, he does not even know. Further, he sees this whole physical world as a very short, dull drama, lifeless and short drama, just like a doll show. He really means it. It is not metaphorical. That is the perspective. He finds it extremely ridiculous that anyone would create any attachments in this dull world for 5 minutes. He is very interested in his sky. He lives in that dimension, a Alaukik dimension. He loves his Alaukik, invisible family, invisible father. His heart is there. That is his world. Even when he is here, right now, the Skype and everything going on, he has no attention on the dolls, but his attention is on the invisible princes, his brothers. On the Skype also, he's not saying here is a BK so and so and here is another BK. He's not at that level, drama level. He wants to reach the invisible princess. They are the ones who are going to wake up. They are the ones who will discover the wonder of the soul and the wonder of the sky. His life is of the highest quality, godlike life. He knows every aspect of his is the best. His life is with God, life is with princes, angels, immortality, everything of subtle, alaukik quality, divya, divine, Ravan-free zone. Only that invisible observer peaceful conscious. If this absolute position is not taken, if the drama appears to be a little bit bigger, little more important than this, during that time the line gets crossed. If the letter I and me is used, the line is crossed. We have the option